If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Coopersmith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
Francesca, you deliver the news to Elizabeth that she's being let go.
I think every charter, I'm continually putting energy and checking up on you, and we've had numerous chats about this, but sleeping in the guest cabin was sort of like, you know, the final straw for me. And super disrespectful to the interior of the boat and this, so... It's come to a sort of a decision that we're going to have to let you go.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep, we're in the bridge and, you know, now's the time. And it was good. It was, you know, it was sad as well. She's been on for the whole season and she helped us through it, and she didn't get us through it, but she helped us through it. And you know, I hopefully she learned a lot. I think the boat will work better. I've been wanting this to happen like the whole season. And like it finally got to that point. A part of me was sad, but then a part of me was like, okay, we can, yeah, move past this now. It's like next chapter.
I'm sorry. It's just, I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm really sorry.
Let me just please stick it out these next two.
I think you've exhausted like all of your chances. I'm really sorry.
Francesca.
Chaz will help you get your stuff together.
She had the same look on her face that Shane had.
Shocked.
Moi? Her head's just not in the game. It's trying to get her Aurora or whatever you call that thing healed.
Aura.
Aura. Aurora. It was time. We had exhausted every possibility, given her every opportunity to step up to the plate.
I'm sorry.
So am I. But sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Okay.
It was shocking at the time. I was really upset. I hold a lot of pride in myself and in my intentions, I guess, and in my actions. I thought I was working hard and doing a good job, but it never felt good enough for her. And, you know, I know my flaws with having had a thing with James and how that could have screwed stuff up. But I was so willing to move on if she just communicated with me. I just wish that there was more communication between us, better communication, because I would have fixed anything she had a problem with.
She got it pretty good the whole season. Like she got it good. You know, I was picking up the pieces for her the whole season. So she actually didn't have to do her job really. The ability, nor did she want to, you know, so she had it really good. And the yachts that I've been on as well, like, people get let go all the time, all the time.
You can be on a boat for 24 hours and get kicked off. Like, if someone doesn't like you or they disagree with the smallest thing, they'll be like, nah, you're off.
And sometimes people don't even get a reason.
Her reason was saying that it was because of the guest cabin thing, that was the last straw. And I just thought that was so weird and unfair, because like, Captain Lee had already talked to us about that before the charter. Like, if I was going to get fired because of that, then it would have happened then. I don't know what happened over the charter that would have provoked me getting fired, other than that she just can't stand my face anymore and wants me out of there, you know?
You gave fuel to the fire. I'm kind of surprised that that was the whole thing that was driven toward that. That was the issue. But you shouldn't have given fuel to the fire.
When she started out, she seemed good, but I think she gets too focused on romantic ideals.
Her job came secondary, and that's not what I need. And I might have been a little late in pulling the trigger on that, because I think it affected the team overall.
You let Francesca deliver the news to Elizabeth in the bridge that she will be let go.
I thought, because I had fought Chess on that particular matter, that it might help her out mentally a little bit if she were the one to say, okay, not like I told you so to me, but sort of a vindication that she was correct in her assessment and my assessment was misplaced. Well, no, but it was wrong. So wrong's wrong.
Wrong is wrong.
You gotta own it. And I do.
I was being very true to myself in the moments, and I really did feel that way, that connection. I really wanted to see it through. I really was feeling stressed out and poorly handled by, I don't know, in a million other ways of saying it, by my boss every day that I live with, you know, in this situation. And it was very overwhelming, very stressful. Yeah, I guess like James was my little outlet of escape. I think I could have been way more just strategic about this whole situation. I just think we learn from all of these experiences and where we need to heal.
And go forth and do better.
So what did you think of Elizabeth's reaction to being let go?
Messy.
Please, please. Oh, so awkward.
It was quite honestly the most dramatic exit of any job I've ever seen.
Jessica, can you talk to Captain Lee?
I made the call.
It's like she didn't know that she had already been given like 8 chances.
Yeah, way past the norm.
Yeah. I mean, look what happened to Shane. You know, Shane got fired after like 3 chances. You know you've gotten 8 chances. How do you not know that? And you're surprised now that you're getting fired? Like,
I can't believe you're doing this.
Your behavior towards me has been absolute bull. So that is
all. I feel the same way back towards you, though. You haven't been nice towards me.
And you're really disrespecting me, and you're chatting about me to everybody, and it's coming back to me.
She was begging.
Begging.
Begging. And that's like,
it makes you cringe.
Getting fired is humiliating to begin with. Don't make it worse.
Yeah. Hold on to some dignity.
That's not a good look.
I was like, I love you so much, but I just wish you would have some like dignity and not give Francesca the satisfaction of like, you know, you begging for your job. At this point, like it's done. You're going, just like take it on the chin and have your meltdown later. Like, don't give her the satisfaction of that reaction. But it was insane.
And it happened. And then I was like, all right, now I got a full charge fight for my position. Because that's how strongly I felt about how I deserve to be there and deserve. Sometimes I hate that word. I mean, like, I would be a good addition to this team still. I would be a great addition. I would add value to these charters. Like, I, you know, like, that's what I want to do. And that's why I didn't leave without a fight.
She was, like, begging me and following me around. Like, she grabbed my ankle and was, like, on the floor. No, she didn't do that, but that's what it felt like.
Can we just
No.
Can we just roll this out as a team?
I've given you the chances, Elizabeth. I really have. Please don't touch me.
I don't understand why she was pleading. Like, she wasn't having a good time. Like, was she? Exactly. Like, we weren't having a good time with her on board. Like, why will you stay on a boat when you don't have that relationship with the interior crew? Like, why? And then she was talking to Rachel in the cabin. And then they were having some sort of like, oh my God, it's like the end of the world. And I felt sorry for Rachel as well, you know, a little bit, because she had formed a closer bond with Elizabeth.
She just said that I don't respect her and she wants me to go.
Just stay calm. Let's just pack. Calm now.
Fuming right now.
I know you're upset. The fact that I was up there helping Elizabeth pack, it's nice to have a friend there with you.
So appreciative of
her. I think it was absolutely disgusting and despicable. So that's just me.
The way she reacted was like a little bit
over dramatic,
over the top, I think. Super, yeah, like to the point it was acting. Like, okay, like you don't act like that, not like naturally.
Like if she didn't think that was coming, you know what I mean? Like,
well, hello, exactly. And that too, if I was in that position, I'd be like, oh shit. Like, when is Francesca gonna, like, you know, get rid of me?
It's not unwarranted, and yeah, she over-exaggerated that whole reaction quite a lot.
To the point, it was almost embarrassing, I think.
I'll give you a hug.
I'm so upset.
It was almost like she was begging for her life.
Yeah, it was a mad one. She came to me, obviously, kind of to comfort her, saying that, look, I was literally priming her, saying, if you lose your job, why are you bothered? You know, you've done everything you've come here to do. You know, it's not the end of the world. You say you don't like working for her anyway, this, and this.
Yeah.
And then finding out the way she reacted, obviously, is a bit, I was like, oh my God, she didn't listen to a word I said.
Yeah, Elizabeth's getting fired. Oh, that's not fair.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know, because you're such an asshole.
We were inside, upstairs, near Solaro staircase. So I followed her up there to, like, just to try to calm down. And she's at the bottom of these stairs and she's going, Francesca, don't do this. I love you. I'm just like this, just cringing in myself. And I just had to go. I was like, right, the damage has been done. Enough's enough. And I just had to walk off.
Yeah, I remember when we were down in the crew mess and she was at a cabin and she was like, Francesca, please, 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 Francesca, please let me, please, I need this. You have no idea how much. And I was just like, because she's such a sweet person. And like, I was just like, have some dignity. Like, it was just so undignified. Like, you just couldn't help but just like cringe.
It was bad. It was really bad.
It was dramatic, that's for sure.
So Rachel, while you were at a dinner with the crew, all of a sudden, a birthday cake that was supposed to be for Elizabeth is brought out to the table.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Oh, no! Happy birthday to you! And
well, let's have some cake.
Let's have some cake!
It was cool as
happy birthday to me.
I was fucking pissed that the crew celebrated her leaving. I was super fucking mad.
So they brought a cake out and celebrated me leaving instead of celebrating. Well, obviously they wouldn't celebrate my birthday, but
they brought the cake out and you weren't there and we couldn't celebrate your birthday. So I got really mad and I almost tossed the table.
Rachel got like super, super like butthurt about it, but she's the one who ordered it.
Rachel and I think had a conversation like, oh, should we order a cake, or like, can you organize cake, something like that.
Tonight we're gonna get restaurants to like bring out a cake or something with a candle and sing happy birthday for Elizabeth.
Yeah, you want me to have that arranged?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then when it came out, obviously because Rachel had taken Elizabeth under her wing, I think she was probably feeling like a bit to blame and like quite upset that this cake hadn't been cancelled, because she thought she cancelled it or something happened like that. And then it still came, and then it was, you know, everyone kind of sang happy birthday because we're all kind of like awkward and didn't really know how to deal with the situation. So obviously you just try and laugh at it. She went off like a frog in a sock.
Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Here, let me actually get you a piece.
Oh, you
started before I got the knife. Oh, we don't need the knife.
Oh, you don't?
No, no.
No, it's already in somebody's back.
No, I don't do that. Sorry.
You don't do a cake.
You don't have to apologize. Nope.
What do you expect me to do? Just like let the cake go to waste in remembrance of Elizabeth? Like, no, that's ridiculous. No, I'm going to eat the cake. It's a cake. I'm going to enjoy it. I mean, she's the one who ordered the cake and then she forgot to cancel it. So shouldn't you just be angry at yourself?
I don't think that was anyone's intention to knife Elizabeth in the back with her birthday cake. Like, no. That wasn't the intention at all. I pretty much think the whole crew would have thought that. It was just dessert on the table and then everyone was just really hungry.
Cake came out and we were just like, oh, we ate it anyway.
Yeah, people got heated over that cake. Like, not what you expect when a birthday cake comes out. People were stressed. Rachel more than anyone.
I thought it was vindictive. I thought it was and malice and no integrity there.
Thanks for sticking up for me, my love. Thank you.
It's chocolate cake. How could you have chocolate, like a massive chocolate cake in front of you with forks right there ready to go? I was like, of course I'm going to eat it. And I could just feel like there was fumes coming out of Rachel's ears.
Yeah, she was not happy. But also another, I think she went that too far with the drinks again. I think when she drinks too much, she doesn't take responsibility for her own actions. And she just blames everyone.
There's a cool place in hell.
Rachel, do you want to come with us?
No, I'm good.
Are you good?
No, I'm good.
She was so fine and then...
Have you met Rachel?
She was just so pissed and she wouldn't even have a bar of me, wouldn't allow me any time of day. And I'm like, I'm trying to be there consoling her. After she's done absolutely no consoling to me, by the way, this entire season. And here I am trying to, like, make her feel better. I just want everyone to be happy. And, like, you know, I'm trying to make her, you know, feel better because she did just lose a friend as well. And I couldn't do anything about the cake. I didn't even know the cake was coming. I mean, it's not my problem, really. But here I am trying to, like, make things right.
Oh, get the f*** away from me. Get the f*** away from me. Like, I'm sorry. This whole time has been nothing but fake as and, like, I just want a cheese stew, not some fake-ass bitch.
So, Izzy, we see you talk to Rob before he leaves about your feelings on how he acted toward you this season.
You know, the crazy girl in me just, like, had this moment and I was like, there's only one way off this boat. So I was, like, pacing around the off deck, like, f***ing lying, waiting for its prey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I think that the way you treated me and the passive comments that you said to me is really disrespectful, and especially going into a new management position, it's not appropriate. Just like massive asshole thing to do.
I hear you.
And he came out with like, oh, I'm so sorry. This is the fakest apology I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, we should have acted the way we did. I was like, don't fucking apologize afterwards. Like, it's not like you didn't know what you were doing. Like, you knew exactly
what you were doing.
Pull it more that way.
A little courtesy goes a long way.
Get out, boy.
It's a magic word.
We could quickly wash Port Companionway. Rob. Rob.
I'm ready. I can hear you.
In a situation like that, Izzy was like really heated and really passionate and was obviously very affected by my actions and my comments. So it wasn't a conversation. It was her venting. And all I could do in that situation was let her vent. You know, any kind of further engagement would have just caused a bigger confrontation. And I don't think that would have served anybody well. She was obviously very affected by my actions and my comments. To a degree which I didn't think she would be. And yeah, I felt pretty terrible knowing that I made her feel that way.
I just don't think he particularly liked me, and I'm not sure why. I mean, I can be an annoying person sometimes, I understand. Like, I know that, like, my personality is not for everyone. And probably when I got promoted to lead Deck Canned, I probably, like, had more pressure on my shoulders and was a bit less, like, fun. But yeah, no, I'm not particularly sure. I just don't think he liked me. But that's okay. Not everyone has to like you. They just don't have to be a dick to you all the time.
A 32-year-old should not be acting like a 12-year-old.
That's not what I wanted to happen at all. And I'm sorry if it's made you feel this way.
You literally don't give a I know you don't give a You're not being sincere in your apology at all.
She's a boss-ass bitch.
That's how apologies work. Sometimes people see the error in something they've done, and if they've made somebody feel a certain way that they really didn't want to.
But if you'd seen the error in what you'd done, I mean, I spoke to you about this beforehand. I think it is something you actually need to think about and not give me a false apology for.
I'm not sure, maybe it might have been a little bit different if she didn't let it build up, and then every time Rob, like, said something to her. I think most of the time Rob actually said anything to her, like, me and Eddie weren't there, so we couldn't really, obviously, like, go in and just say, why are you being like that? Maybe if she would have just called him out there and then, it might not have built up and led to that, and it might have changed the relationship going forward. But I don't know, like, if you do let it build up like that, that is what eventually is going to happen.
I think experienced folks working in a small environment where tensions can get high, like responsible adults, do need to bring things up as they happen, because then you can deal with them, you can work past the issues, and you can grow as a team and work towards becoming better friends and a better team. Bottling things up doesn't really work on a boat.
I think maybe being like a woman, you're always taught to, like, you know, sit down and shut up and to, like, not confront someone. But I guess if, you know, if you're a guy, it's, like, perfectly okay for you to go and confront someone. So I've never really thought about it that way. I think after that, I didn't really have the opportunity to go and be like, the next time you did, like, hey, like, what the f*** is your problem? So yeah, I kind of just had to have it out there and then.
James, did you feel caught in the middle at all between Rob and Izzy?
Well, if I'm being honest, I didn't even know they had a problem until pretty much right at the end where they ended up going off at each other.
Rob was hiding the entire time. And so I figured that, like, he'd heard what I was going to, like, I wanted to talk with him. And I was like, okay, like, I'm never going to be able to find a time to do this.
I also need you to lure Eddie away from Rob for a second because I want to have a chat with Rob about something.
After you have your conversation when Rob is leaving the boat, Izzy, you come back and you kind of confront James, and you seem like you think he told Rob that, you know, gave him a little tip off that this conversation was going to happen.
I know you tipped him off.
Don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, exactly. Roommate bond doesn't mean so much after all, James. You're a shitbag.
I didn't know for sure, but, like, as a woman and as a person, I feel like I have very good intuition. Because I'd said to James, I was like, hey, like, do you know where Rob is? I want to have a chat with him. And then all of a sudden, I can't find Rob. And Rob came out of the bathroom and won't come out. And I was like, okay, I think I know what's going on here. So, yeah, I kind of felt just, like, a bit disappointed because, I, you know, me and James were friends. But then I guess, like, it's kind of a tricky situation because he was friends with both people. So maybe if it was, like, you know, me and James and then someone else who I was also equally as good friends with and, you know, the other person wanted to go and confront them, maybe I would have done the same thing. So I was disappointed, but I also kind of sort of understand in a way.
She's right. At the same time, like, say, if Rob came up to me and just went, I want to speak to Izzy, I need to do this, I'd have done the same thing. I just tipped Izzy off and just... I think all I said to Rob was, Izzy seems stressed out. I think she wants to have a word with you or something, like, you know, careful how you treat her. And like I said, I would have just done the same thing for Izzy as well. Last thing I want on the boat is, I say last thing I want on the boat is drama. I always wanted drama on the boat, but not between two people, which I was literally the closest with.
I mean, clearly it seems like things are good between you two today. So you yeah. maintained a friendship after.
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah.
Like we obviously we've chatted and like kept in contact and things like that. But yeah, no, I think James is someone that I like probably want to have in like my life for the rest of my life because we generally just get along so well. And he's like one of the few people I can say that I'm like genuinely thankful that I've met. I mean, the thing that he's not returning the compliments about me is obviously.
No, I was just thinking at the same time, like even like now when I'm at home, it's a Saturday night. I've got a lot of friends that I can hang out with, but at the same time, a lot of the time I just want to be by myself. I am quite bad like that. Like I say, if it's someone like Izzy, I would actually want to spend time and actually do something with.
Yeah. Besties forever.
Captain Lee, you call this meeting with the crew and you tell them that this season is over.
No, man, that was like you could have heard a gnat fart in a fully packed church. It got quiet. Oh, my God.
We have a situation. Our last two groups of charter people have canceled. So, effectively, our season just ended.
Holy shit.
What?
That's insane.
I didn't see it coming, and I got the call out of nowhere. I'm looking at it, and it's still ringing, and I'm going, this ain't good.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has got just trouble spelled all over it in capital letters. Hello. What can I do for you now? And then the bomb dropped. The hell have we up back home? It's so bad that we got to go through this. Because we had no idea. We were just getting bits and pieces because, I mean, everybody's working 16, 18, 20 hour days. I mean, it's not like we're getting CNN streamed every day. We're getting nothing. And to just hear that, you know, because of the coronavirus, we're shut down.
You guys will make your exit off the boat tomorrow. I'll take care of all the travel arrangements for all of you. We are done. So we'll wrap up tonight.
We were in so much shock. I was in shock. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, we've been running on adrenaline for the last 5 weeks. Like, it was just all go, go, go. And then all of a sudden, it was just, like, stopped.
Yeah, I felt exactly the same as I think everyone reacted to. Like, I, first of all, it was like, whoa, actually, we're stopping. Like, that's it. Like, and everyone was like, are you sure that's it? Like, that's it? And everyone's like, yep, like producers, everyone, like cameramen, everyone all like, you know, like, yeah, like this is it. We've got to go. Like, we have to evacuate from the island of Antigua. We all have to go home at ASAP.
Yeah, it was shocking to know that the last two charters had been cancelled because they weren't sure if the charter guests could, they could obviously fly to the yacht, but then they weren't sure if they could fly back from the yacht. That's why they cancelled them.
It hit me at first with all these emotions of going like, we're done, the charter's over, like, oh my God, we're done. Like, now we can celebrate, like, let's have a drink. And then same again, I'm like thinking, should we be celebrating?
We're already all so tired that I was kind of happy. I was kind of like, oh, yes, I can go back to my bed. But also I was very unhappy to be missing out on the money because I love money. And that was two charters worth of tips. But yeah, but then I still don't think any of us really realized how serious coronavirus was until we got home. I'm sure James is happy he didn't have to work anymore.
Yeah, I was kind of relieved when we got the news that there's no more charters. I pretty much had enough, you know. I was kind of done.
I was elated. Oh, that means I don't have to deal with this crap anymore. And then I get to go home.
And it did feel like karma in my little personal world with the personal stuff. But, you know, it did. It did.
Just got real, didn't it?
Just got real. Yeah. All of a sudden, that virus came knocking on our door here in the Caribbean.
Sure did.
Honestly, the first thing that crossed my mind was that somebody found drugs. crew-wide drug testing is about to happen. That's the way I think, like, you know, I guess, like, I don't know, working on a tugboat or something like that, because that's probably what, how would it happen if drugs showed up on a boat? Is that,
well, everybody get drug tested. What's the first thing, Eddie, what's the first thing that happens if you have an incident at sea?
Get drug tested.
Immediately. Alcohol and drug testing.
Yep.
Nothing else happens before that does.
It's a surprise. You don't know it's coming. And that's what this felt like to me. I was like, oh, this is random drug testing. Like, this is what happens. But then, you know, if you sat down and be like, have Captain Lee tell us season's over. It was shocking. And I really, the first thing that came across my mind was, I'll have a beer now. Maybe two.
Maybe three.
If I'm feeling feisty.
Rachel actually has a meeting with you, Captain Lee, about service and how it's, you know, still kind of not working with Francesca.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
I've got a lot of issues when it comes to service, and it's not Ash or Elizabeth.
We have two charters to go.
I know.
And two. And that's you're... 6 days.
I know.
I can stand on my head straight up for 6 days if I have to. And I see a lot of frustration on Chess's part because of the slack she had to pick up for Elizabeth.
Yeah.
All I need is 6 more days.
It's like, this is something you guys got to get together on. I can't solve it. I can't make it happen. You know, that's one of those things that has to happen organically between you and front of the house. Back of the house is the galley. Front of the house is the service. And they have to be on the same page.
It was just a really uncomfortable work environment, which I really didn't appreciate because it was super unprofessional and I didn't really like it. And I lose my temper over it. So, and we all see that. And I just get fed up because it's just, that shit-o-meter is just right now boiling over the edge. And I just can't take it anymore.
We've got a lot of issues when it comes to service.
Oh, really?
It's not just Elizabeth. Now going into the 8th charter, and I've had a struggle every single time I turn around. It's so frustrating.
How many times did Francesca go to Captain Lee every day? You know, about all of us, about everybody. I mean, not just me, not just Elizabeth. I mean, everybody. And I'm like, I felt kind of bad at one point for Captain Lee. I just kind of looked at him and I'm like, do you want me to make you breakfast?
I can have an effect if it's something minor and superficial, just do it. But this is definitely a communication problem between them. They're not on the same page. And they used to be. And I'm trying to get them to go back to where they used to be. And I want to be cautious in how I deal with it. Because if I'm not careful, I could really step in it. I mean, I got Eddie, I got Chez, and I got Rachel. And they all have to be here with me till the goddamn end. So it's difficult.
So what was it like to say goodbye to Elizabeth when she left the boat?
Yeah, just one of those things where, you know, right, we'll keep in touch, you know, one of them. And then I don't even remember what else I said to her.
I feel like you were glad to be rid of her because you would have had to otherwise break up with her yourself.
Oh, God. Yeah, the whole time we were on this boat, I think I was almost like trying to avoid a conversation about what's going on. And then obviously she kept pressing. And then obviously when she went to go leave the boat, it was just like just trying to comfort her more about her leaving the boat than obviously what's going on between me and her. So obviously tried to point it more towards that direction. And then I kind of like just push it towards that. And then literally just like, oh, keep in touch, you know, and I probably made something up about how we're going to do something at some point. And then I just probably picked up a shotgun and carried on cleaning the boat.
Such a gentleman.
At that point, were you like hopeful that you could continue something with James after the season ended?
To be honest, I was not feeling very hopeful about the future between us. Just after like the conversation we had the previous night.
Do you think you're able to tell me what we are?
Probably not. I'm thinking I don't usually have these conversations till about 3-4 months in.
I can't do this big shit anymore.
It just didn't work out in the way that it maybe could have in a parallel universe. That's how I think, you know?
We kept in touch like for maybe like a week, 2 weeks, but within those week or 2 weeks, we were messaging each other constantly. Well, that's always just going to fade out. Well, the only people I really kept in touch with is like Rob and Izzy.
I told myself I wasn't going to fall for anything, and I did. But like I said, I didn't fall for it too hard where like I'm upset and my heart's broken and I'm like, you know, that's, so there you go. I mean, that's something good, eh? Yeah.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to BravoTV.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me one more time.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.